Joining us this week on Business or Bullshit is leading UK cosmetic dentist and co-founder of sustainable oral care brand Parlour, Dr. Simon Chard, in the quiz seat.
So this is one of our most favourite things in the entire universe, the Business or Bullshit. Fucking sell it. Excuse me. Business or Bullshit Bob game. We're going to reel off some terms. You've got to tell us what you think is business or bullshit, and we have a right to challenge you and generally wave our paddle at you. And start the music. Please hold your paddle up clearly when you're answering and say clearly what it is.
I think I know what the answer to the first one is.
Okay, and we're off.
B Corps.
Was it difficult?
Yeah, very difficult. A year in the making.
A year in the making.
But I mean, it was difficult. We built the brand as an ethically focused, like, planet, people, animals.
But you just
brand,
get registered, so. Don't you? Or is the levels of your, like, certified B Corp? Isn't there, like, paths to it, like having the symbol? What does it mean?
You can be, what's the one before your, like, B Corp pending? I think you can be.
So B Corp means you've got enough points.
Yeah, B Corp means you've been certified. You've got
you're
enough
being
points.
Certified. So I see that symbol points, it means. But. And did you think, just being an honest Brit, some of it, honestly, this is a load of nonsense for a small company or whatever, or was it all pretty constructive framework?
I thought it was well done. I mean, it was suitably difficult to do, even though we'd made the brand, like, it was literally built to be a B Corp, and it still took us a year. So
what do you have to do? Fill in forms and, like, sort of tell them about it, or?
Yeah, you need to basically prove everything you're saying. I mean, they go deep into your articles.
Oh, it's a correspondence almost with them. I want
you
to apply
to change
for B
your articles to include B Corp kind of
ethos. Yeah. Thing.
Ethos. I thought you said
it's really hard changing articles.
Okay, very good.
It's really easy.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah. No,
Do you think all companies should be like, ultimately we should live in a world where everyone could achieve B Corp status? Like, you know, or is that, well, it's not possible?
As long as they hold their parameters of what it is to be a B Corp,
probably
then
if you're,
I think,
like,
it's a good thing.
A petrol station.
Yes, I mean,
it's not going to work.
Some of it's not going to work. Anyway, silly questions.
But then maybe we should be stopping petrol stations. Mm.
I think we are.
That's a whole other conversation which we do not have time for.
The collapse of the petrol station. Sweat equity.
Sweat equity. I think that's legit.
That's built business. Yeah. Not one of our best questions, I don't think.
Looking successful to be successful.
Looking successful to be. So fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'd probably say bullshit. I don't think... Like, I think it's just too much, like, LinkedIn, everything's fantastic, we're doing incredibly well. So that's what I think of. I do agree with fake it till you make it to a certain extent, because you need to build that confidence and everyone has to start from zero. But looking
successful... Honesty is quite useful too sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Bluffing, you know. Basically, it's similar but different. I decided to go through with it. It's basically bullshitting in a meeting to get, can you supply 1 million tubs on Tuesday? Oh, yeah. Yeah,
no, that's just business, isn't it?
I think so.
Like, you just make it work. Yeah. I've definitely had that before.
Breakfast meetings.
Breakfast meetings. I've probably had, like, one in my whole life, so you know.
I'm working out. 5-year forecast.
Well, that's... obviously going to be that one.
Yeah, thank you very much. Glad we didn't have to discuss that.
Mentors.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good stuff.
We've talked about that already.
Oh, have you got one of these? Founders' egos.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely got one, but they're necessary, I think.
Are they?
I think so. I think every founder has to have an ego. You've got to have an unrealistic expectation of yourself to start a brand and think you're going to get it on the shelves.
What is even an ego? When we say it, we mean arrogance.
Do you want me to call Freud?
Is it a Freudian definition?
Yeah, the ego and the id.
Oh, that's right. That's just like the two states. And what do they mean? One creeps into the other.
The ego is yourself and, like, you know, putting
yourself
first.
And the
id's
what you want.
First. Yeah, and I don't know what the id is.
Oh, no.
I mean, you do need to, like...
And then Thingy developed it to make it a bit more sense, you know. Anyway, Freud. Who came after Freud? Frug, isn't it?
It's lesser known.
Freud?
Understudied.
I really know.
You studied under Freud.
It'll come to me.
He said, like, he's really the father.
Give me a moment.
All right, anyway, it's falling off the... where did we get to?
Is it my... TikTok.
Oh no, too old for that.
Bullshit.
Hate it.
Really?
How old are you?
How old are you?
37.
Do you not think you need it nevertheless?
I've had a very good experience with Instagram in that it's really boosted my career. I've got like 27,000 followers. It's got me loads of patients. It's really helped with all my businesses. I don't know, maybe it's just like classic.
Do you enjoy doing it, posting and whatever?
I do, because it gives me an opportunity. I've got a nice community on there that I have a good opportunity.
You do a little video and so you do it all yourself or you get help with it?
I do my personal one on myself, yeah.
I'm throwing away the Instagram card.
Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, done it. I know, we need to shuffle
I think you were thinking of Jung.
Yeah! Carl Jung. Carl, he's got a K, see, Carl. Okay. Is it my go?
Yeah.
Oh, Russia. I love this question.
I don't mean, can Russia be business or bullshit? I guess.
I don't know. It's complicated.
I try to avoid political conversations.
Yeah, fair enough. I think we've already covered this, but investment TV shows.
Yeah, we love one of those.
Do you think some are better than others? Would you like go on?
What other investment TV shows?
Or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, I go on Shark Tank, yeah. I've never really watched it, to be honest. I think the interesting thing about Dragon's Den is that it's still one of the most watched. Like, it's still, people actually watch it. Do you know what I mean? No one watches TV, but people still watch
Dragon's
Den.
It's very watchable. I've never actually watched a whole show. Because it's people, it's like,
I love it.
You know, like Tomorrow's World when we were little and you get people with the inventions.
I know.
He's a science man. He would have loved it. But it was like invention time. Dragon's Den's a bit like that. You get to see inventions. Do you know what I mean? I almost watch it as a shopping channel in a way like that.
I do slightly. The times I've watched it, it's been to go, well, that will never work. Or, that's all right.
You get them wrong, though.
I used to play Drinking's Dragon Den when I was at university.
What's Drinking's Dragon Den?
Quite a fun drinking game. You basically bet on the pitch after you've seen it how many shots you're going to do. And then whoever loses.
How many shots are you going to do if they get their funding?
Well, it depends on what your bet is. But yeah, you're betting on the pitch, basically.
Fuck it out. Who's keeping a record of all this? This gets complicated quickly. 5-1 even. I think last one, last two.
Yeah, last one,
I think. My word is my bond.
Yeah, love it. I'm passionately authentic and honest.
Do you think that's a particularly, something people say it's faded. Do you think it's particularly attached to Britain or, you know, this concept of my word is my bond. I don't need a contract. I don't need a written contract. If I tell you I will do it,
you do need a written contract.
No, but that is the concept of my word is my bond.
You're trying to destroy my livelihood.
Yeah. But, you know. Yeah.
No, but I mean, I think it's difficult in business. Like I really personally value authenticity and honesty, and I'm probably too naive in that way, not wanting to sound like the people that said like I care too much. But like that's just who I am, and I can't really turn it off. And it has got me in trouble in the past, where actually not everyone is trustworthy.
Everyone is quite so transparent.
Yeah, and you can get like taken out by it. So you just got to decide how you want to live, I guess.
I also think, and I've seen this today, that sometimes you can have kind of founders in a business or whatever, and they can have a conversation and yet they just don't quite understand each other. And they come out with completely different ideas of what they've agreed.
Mm.
And until you come to that point where you sit down and say, right, what are we actually going to write in this, you know, shareholders agreement or whatever, and discuss it. And it's only at that point that you discover that they were both thinking completely differently.
Yeah. Mm.
So true.
Yeah, devil's in the details.
And if you haven't written it down, it then ends up in, but you said you were going to, you know, we agreed this. No, we didn't. We agreed this. And then there's a massive
crash. Yeah, basically need a contract out in the drawer when it goes wrong. That's why you need a written contract.
Or when it goes
but
right.
The expression of my word is my bond is, okay, I need a contract to define the terms if it goes wrong, but forget about the fucking contract. You know, I've got you, you know? Let's just make this happen.
They're shaking it, yeah.
Well, there we have it. That was very good. What do you think?
I don't know. You're doing the scores.
Well, no, you could give a score. Why don't you give a score?
Okay. I think that was about 23,004.
Ooh, that's punchy. You did score that quite well. No, that was excellent.
A big, big thank you. thank you to Simon for joining us this week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. And remember, if you like what we do here at BWB, please do rate and review us on Apple and Spotify. It really does help us carry on doing what we do here. And please do come and say hi on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, you name it, we're on the platform. All links are in the episode description, and we look forward to seeing you there. In the meantime, have a great weekend.